Well, 2024 is coming to a close, and for some of you, you are about ready to be done with this year. Maybe there have been challenges or really traumatic things, or you've just been bored or unfulfilled in 2024, and you're looking forward to some new challenges in 2025. For others of you, you've had a really good year or a decent year. There's been good memories, good things have happened, and as you reflect, there are things that you look back on with fondness, things that were meaningful to you. The Sunday between Christmas and New Year, several years back, I decided that was going to be a gratitude Sunday. And so when we get together as a church, we're going to focus on gratitude. And there's a few reasons why we do that. One is it's an instruction in 1 Thessalonians 5, where Paul says, rejoice always, give thanks continually. This is how he words it, give thanks continually. This is something we should always be doing. And so as we reflect now on where we've been and where we're going, I want to encourage us to gratitude. Even if this year has been hard for you, I want you to reflect back on things that you can be grateful for in the past 12 months. There was a study done at a university in Indiana in which they had people practice gratitude in a couple of different ways. And they found that there was four main benefits to practicing gratitude regularly. The first one was that gratitude unshackles us from negative emotions. Number two, gratitude helps you even when you don't share it with other people, even if you're just grateful internally, that helps you. Number three, the benefits of gratitude take some time. So don't just today make a list of things you're grateful for and think that your life is going to change. But if you're consistently grateful over time, it makes a difference in your life. And then lastly, there's a lasting effect on the brain from the practice, the regular practice of showing gratitude or being grateful, even if it's just internal. I've practiced this a little bit in the last month and I've seen how this has been working. My wife and I went to a marriage conference in November, and one of the things that someone else at the conference shared was that every day this person kept a list on his phone of things his wife did or things about his wife that he was grateful for. So I thought, that sounds like a good practice. So I started making a list every single day, one thing or sometimes two things that my wife had done or things that my wife is in her character. And I just listed those things. And it did make a difference. It increased my gratefulness for who she is and what she does around our house, and therefore increased my affection for her. And when I shared it with her eventually, I kept it for a couple weeks and then shared the whole thing with her. She was really blessed by that, that I had noticed all of these things with her. Some things happen to us when we don't practice gratitude. The scriptures show us this in a variety of places. One thing that happens is that we forget about God when things are going well for us. When things are going well and we just coast along thinking that all these good things are happening because I have brought them on in my own strength, we forget to rely on God. We forget to turn to God, and we forget to give Him any of the credit for the things that are going well in our lives. But conversely, when we don't practice gratitude, we feel like God has abandoned us when things are difficult. We're not seeing even the littlest things in our day that we can be grateful for, and it feels like God must be so far away from us because nothing good is happening to me. So we feel like God is far away. I want to suggest to us that gratitude cements God's faithfulness in our hearts. Gratitude cements God's faithfulness in our hearts. And in the Old Testament, there is a few places where God instructs the Israelites to do something as a sign of God's faithfulness. In other words, this is a way for you to practice gratitude in a way that you're going to remember it. So the one I want to share with you is from Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Joshua is the leader of the Israelites. Moses has now passed away, and Joshua is taking them into the promised land. And one of the symbolic marches that they did was crossing the Jordan River. And so right around that time, there are these instructions from the Lord to Joshua, chapter 4, verse 1. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and he said to them, go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites to serve as a sign among you. And what's the sign? In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. Now, I'm not sure the last time you've made a big pile of rocks in your backyard to serve as a sign of God's faithfulness to you, but gratitude is one way in which we memorialize God's faithfulness to us. It's a way for us to preserve God's faithfulness. It's a way for us to celebrate what God has done, and it's a way for us to share with other people the ways in which God is faithful. Have you ever sat down with a senior, maybe a grandparent or something, who's had a long life of faithfulness to God? They could tell you so many stories of how God was faithful to them. It's like a pile of stones reminding them as a memorial of the way God was faithful. So what I'd like to do in our in-person service, we're going to share stories of gratitude within the room. What I'd like to do for you watching online is to have three of our staff share with you some of the ways that they are grateful for how God has worked within our church this year. So Holly, Bobby, and Travis are going to share with us now.
We have reached the end of the year 2024. And as I reflect on all that has gone on in my own life and at Ross Road, the biggest thing that stands out to me is that God has been faithful. I have experienced a good number of hardships in my own personal life this year, but still I can't help but feel just the amount of joy that God has brought out of the darkness. I want to note a couple of things in particular that I am grateful for from this last year of our youth ministry at Ross Road. First being that we incorporated a worship night into our high school youth program. It has always been a dream of mine to have a consistent student worship team. And it feels like at this time, there are lots of upcoming talented musicians in our youth group, as well as an excitement to engage in worship through music outside of only Sunday mornings and at our retreats together. I have also been very grateful for how my mentoring relationships have been going with the students this year. It is such an honor to walk through life with these girls and be someone that they know is a safe person for them to talk to, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And lastly, as this year comes to a close, I am also reminded just of my time at Ross Road and how it's coming to an end soon. I am so grateful for how the transition has been going with Travis and for my many, many great years here that I have had serving as the youth pastor at Ross Road.
As my role as pastor of community life, I get to work with a number of really great leaders in our church. First, I want to thank our life group leaders, who are the hands and feet of ministry in people's homes and in their lives throughout the church. We have about 150 people in life groups, and those leaders share their homes, they share their thoughts, and they help people find and follow Jesus in the midst of everyday life. One particular group leader I want to thank is Ed Olford, and he actually leads two groups with the help of some other people. One of the groups is a Zoom group that continues to support and love and care for people who have moved away, even some that have gone to different provinces, and still connecting and engaging with those people. And another group that meets at a coffee shop on Friday afternoons, and he just brings life and energy to his groups. So I just want to thank Ed for his group leadership. It's also my pleasure to work with the care team at the church, who helps support people going through challenging situations, whether it's a health situation or the loss of a loved one. And they do such a good job of showing God's love by caring for individuals. Linda Stobie especially is somebody who meets with so many different people, and I'm always amazed at the kindness and love that she shows to people every single week and every single month as she connects with people in our church. Now, finally, I want to thank all of you, because part of my role is to help support people who come into the church looking for financial help. And we have a care fund at our church that throughout this year, we've been able to support people who have had different health issues or issues with rent or their work. And not only people who come to our church, but people who go to other churches as well. And those churches have reached out to us and asked if we can also help these individuals get through some of their challenging times. I think it's such a great picture of the church that God wants us to be, as we help different churches and help people be united so that people can find and follow Jesus, even if they're not coming through the front doors of our church. So thank you for your donations to our care fund this year. It's been so great to see God move in our church and through you and through the individuals at Ross Road.
I've seen a lot of cool things happen at Ross Road Youth this year. I'm so thankful for the amazing team of leaders that I get to work with every week. One in particular is Michael Penner, who's been a youth leader since I was a student here at Ross Road. He's been so instrumental, not just to my life, but to all the other students who he's been a small group leader of. We often joke that he now has youth great-grandchildren because he was my leader and I've led small groups, and those kids have now started leading their own small groups, which have now become his great-grandchildren. It goes to show the impact of one person volunteering and how far that can reach. I'm also thankful for all of you in the congregation who I've had the pleasure of meeting and who have welcomed me as I started full-time ministry here at the church in August. It's been really special to get to know everyone and to hear your encouraging words. Speaking of encouragement, Narissa Casper makes cards for people within our church family, and I look forward to seeing her card every time in my mailbox. I find that every time that I need some encouragement or when I'm feeling a little down, I always see one of her cards in my box, and it always brings me back up. It's amazing to see how she uses her gifts to glorify God in our church community. Lastly, I wanted to shout out my elder representative, Dan Stark. Each elder is responsible for one staff member, and they meet with us and pray for us all for different times throughout the year. All year, Dan has been just a phone call away, and I even surprised him at his home one time when I needed prayer. It's okay, our families are close friends. I'm genuinely appreciative for how he reaches out to check in with me every so often. It's cool to see how all the people listed have responded to God's call in different ways in their lives. It shows that you don't have to be a pastor to live the Christian life. Instead, it's wherever you are and with whatever you're gifted in.
Thanks to Holly and Bobby and Travis for sharing. Now, when I think back on this year, I think that the year for me and three others from the church started in Africa. In West Africa, helping some of our missionaries move back to Canada where they needed to relocate. And I think about God's blessings to us in the form of provision in so many different ways. I've told you some of the stories already, but the one that always stands out for those of us who went was how we showed up in this nation who was in the middle of a fuel crisis and we had a 13-hour drive to make. We had no idea where we were going to stop for fuel. The fuel lines were, I'm not kidding when I say down several blocks from the gas station, of just people packed in line. Tension was high. And yet on the way, on this drive, all of a sudden we found ourselves at a gas station with no lineup and no tension and no limit on how much fuel we could take either, which was God's provision for us in order to enable us to make it the rest of the way. And our trip there was such a blessing to the people that were there, the people we helped move back, and the people that we met. And God is working. God is faithfully working in that country, and it was so good to see. I'm also thankful for the generosity of our church. We've got our Extending Our Impact building project that has taken big steps forward this year, both in construction and in giving. And we just say thank you to everyone who's given towards that project. And at the same time, maintaining our church budget. And we're in a scramble here at the end to try and make it like we usually are. But there's been so much generosity given financially in this church this year. But beyond just financially, also in terms of hours of service and the ways that people have volunteered sacrificially to help other people grow. And I'm just so grateful for that. I also just want to reflect my gratitude for God's Word. We've studied God's Word through a lot of different series this year. We studied the book of James. We talked about what it means to be a disciple through practicing the way. We looked at stories from the life of Jesus. And God's Word has so much to teach us. And I'm so grateful for how it applies so deeply to our lives. So I say thank you to God for His Word. And we're going to continue in the new year. Next Sunday, we're going to start a series in the New Testament book of Hebrews, which has been called the greatest sermon ever preached. And we're going to learn a lot through studying God's Word that'll help us to live in this world. So here's a challenge I want to leave you with. I want you to make a list, either maybe on your phone or maybe by your bedside or somewhere where you're going to see it regularly. And this week, I want you to keep a gratitude list, one thing at least every day that you can write down. Maybe start with putting five things just in general that you're grateful for. But then every day, look for something that you can be grateful for. Grateful to another person, grateful to God for His provision for you, or grateful for just something that happened throughout the day. And see how that practice makes a difference in your life. And then I want you to share them with someone. Gratitude when shared becomes even stronger. Like the study showed, gratitude without sharing can still be helpful, but gratitude and sharing it with someone is even more helpful. And so I want to encourage you, make a gratitude list this week and share it with someone and give thanks to God for it. Let's pray. God, we give thanks to you because you are so good to us and you have given us so much. And we pray, Lord, that as we look more intentionally this week for instances of your goodness to us, that they would start to just pop out to us. And as that happens, we would grow in our gratitude for who you are and what you do in our lives. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your church. We thank you that you've sustained us through another year. And we trust in your faithfulness to guide us through the next. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.